like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
It's movie time. Hope, is it time for another Liam Neeson search?
You know, that's funny because I make that comment so often, and this is the first time that I'm like, oh, it is kind of a Liam Neeson movie, isn't it?
It's called Searching.
That's right.
And it stars John Cho, who is Sulu in the new Star Trek.
He's Harold in Kumar. He's Harold. And usually in a somewhat comedic role, but not today. The gimmick here is that the whole film plays out really on the dad's laptop. You have to applaud the filmmaker, Anish Chigante. It doesn't get tiresome. They do a pretty good job. I mean, the integrity of the concept isn't 100% from beginning to end.
I was engrossed in the film. I identified with the characters. Now, dad is looking for daughter. She's disappeared. And he's using social media to try to find her.
Right.
To go back to see whom she was talking to and try to get those connections. Even though I had that darn annoying screen that I look at every day.
Right.
On the big screen, which is a real irony. This reminds me a little bit of her.
The entire relationship that you have with the film is by way of kind of the virtual relationship.
It's such a part of our life that you might be nauseated by having a dramatic film about somebody who's watching a screen all the time.
On the other hand, it makes good sense because, you know, traditionally you're sort of missing person police procedural. You spend a lot of time with the cops door to door and following leads online. I mean, you would do everything there. So I think the movie does a good job of somehow keeping you compelled.
I know. I mean, it is a thriller.
It is.
The twist? Do you think it works?
You know, I think for the most part, it does. And a lot of that, I think, is because of John Cho's performance.
Yes.
He's very believable. He's never overly dramatic. The way he reacts to the environment in the fact that he's not reacting to a person most of the time, right? I mean, we're just sort of watching him be while he figures these things out. I think he does an incredibly good job and helps to sell what I think a slightly campier performance would make feel like a TV show.
His connection with Deborah Messing is an effective one. She's the police officer in charge, the detective in charge of the case.
Mm-hmm. Playing against type. The only thing I really know her for is Will and Grace. And of course, it's a very different role.
Yeah.
The detective in charge of the investigation.
But I think those two elements are really very important in a thriller, regardless of whether it's about computers or not.
Sure.
Is he believable? And I agree with you 100%. And what strikes me about him, as you were talking, is the ability of his eyes or his eyebrows to connect in a worrisome way that's not, I think, as you were implying, not overdone.
Right. Because it's if you think about the performance, it's interesting because he is never reacting directly with another person in the room.
Oh.
He's not the way that you would. You're looking somebody right in the eye and you're responding to their behavior. He's basically just by himself, which could be just deadly in a performance.
Yes.
Either you've got the high drama or somebody not very naturalistic, it would just be boring. And he does a really great job of keeping you compelled without overselling the drama or the grief or the worry. I mean, I think he does a great job.
What is so important to me is the human element is a father looking for a lost child.
Yeah.
What could be more compelling if our child should be lost?
Yeah.
What can you do?
When your child gets to be an adolescent, it's hard not to suddenly feel like, I don't even know this person.
Oh, right.
You know, and they kind of dig into that here. So it's a way to complicate his panic and his grief. Oh my God, I'm a terrible dad. This is the person I love most in the world. I don't even know who she is. They make it so that you can connect to it. You understand that horror.
Thank you for reminding me that thematically, the thing that really impressed me, how much you know the people you love.
Yeah.
One of the scariest things about living is to believe, of course, you might be married to somebody, it might be your child, and you believe you got a lock on that person.
Right.
And you know, and then this really brings it to the fore about, we may be deluded to think that we really know. What it works here is that the computer holds some of those answers. What's worse than trying to extract anything from a teen?
Not much. So, root canal, maybe.
So thank you, Mr. Computer, for giving me some of the answers I'm never going to get from my child. Hope Madden, what grade would you award Searching?
B.
And I'll award it a B+. It's still all about kids, though, isn't it?
Pay attention. All the clues are there for you, as a good thriller should be.
Yes, that's right.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to full shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.